Okay, we are up to the second mitzvah having to do with Shiluach HaKan, the mitzvahs asei, Tuf, Kuf, Mem, Hei, 545. Mitzvah 545, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. So yesterday we discussed much of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. We spoke about Rachmanus. We spoke about maybe it's not exactly Rachmanus on the animal specifically. That's not what the nature of the mitzvah is about, even though that might be true. But because one can never project one's own midos on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but as the Ramban explains at length and the Sefer HaChinuch explained, it's about realizing a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of all. And in this case, it looks like Rachmanus to us, even though it is Xeros. In this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, but not that is exactly that how we should understand it. And then we quoted at the end another idea of the Zohar, quoted in the Rabbeinu Bachai, that is to be Ma'ore Rachme Shemayim. While this mother cries, so Rachmim is going to be given out to her and to all the other people and all the other beings in the world that need it. And the Vilna Gaon discussed that in Mishlei, as we saw yesterday. There is another idea I wanted to mention from the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar mentions right here, as we know, the two mitzvos, where it says, L'manyita v'cha v'arachta yamim, are Kibud Ava'im and Shiluach HaKan. Lashon zeh nomar gam eitzel kibud ava'im b'dibros hashniyos v'lashon l'man yitav lach, the lashon of that it'll be good for you, it sounds like memela it'll be good for you. Not just as a schar from Hashem, but mashmash memela nimshach l'chatova mizeh. Sounds like it'll be good for you, l'maisa. It will result in good. So how is that? So he says, kibud ava'im is davar pashut. If people honor their parents, then their own children will see what they do and give honor to them when they get older. So that is number one. What about by Shiluach HaKan? Same idea, he says. If our children see that we even give kavod to molidim, to animals who produce offspring, so surely they will give kavod to people, which has more mechubad, more deserving of kavod than animals, they will give kavod to their molidehen. And the schara, both of these, that's why it's natural for both of them, l'man yitav lach. But then we have arichas yamim too. Why is arichas yamim a schar of this? Of these two mitzvos, he says, because both of these mitzvos are machzik ha'emuna b'chadish ha'olam. These two mitzvos are about emuna. How is Shiluach HaKan about emuna? Because they, both mitzvos, are acknowledging that there is a source for everything. There is a prior source. Every being has a prior being that produced it. And keep going back and back and back and back. Of course, until you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kemoshi yeis siba l'kol siba. U'mishtal shel ha'davar at siba harishona yisparach. We go back all the way until Hashem. Kach kol nolad yesh lo molid ad hamolid harishon yisparach. So to every molid, ve'elav ra'ui lachlo kavod u'mikvodo yisparach. Halach l'kol ha'molidin. From Hashem's kavod, he then gave to all future molidin. And he says, that's why Shabbos is always mentioned next to Kibud Ava'im. Right, in Parshas Kedoshim and in Aseret Dibros, number four and number five. Because Kibud Ava'im has to do with Shabbos, both having to do with belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we link it. And he also says the Kli Yakar, quoting the next Chazal, the next mitzvah that we're going to have to talk about is Ma'akeh, Rakitivne Bayis Chadash. What does Kitivne Bayis Chadash do right after Shiluach HaKan? So the Chazal say, the Medrash Tanchuma, if you do mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, you're going to be zocher to build a house. What's the Midah Kedeged Midah? If I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world, if I recognize the Chiddush HaOlam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, he built it as Mechadishit, so Midah Kedeged Midah, I'm going to have a house to build too. That's the Kli Yakar right here on Shiluach HaKan. There's a major machlokes achronim about this mitzvah, how to understand this mitzvah. And it's quoted in the first Pesachei Tshuva here in Reish Tzadi Beis, the Simen in Yoredeya about this mitzvah. Says the Pesachei Tshuva according to the Chavos Yair. The Chavos Yair made this sugya famous. Ayin Tshuvas Chavos Yair Simen Samach Zayin. Shenishal, im kasher yikra kan tzipor lefnei ish basadeh. I see a bird that's hovering over its chicks, its eggs. Im mechuyev al kalpanim lizkokla l'shaleach es ha'em, o rashoy l'alech l'darko. Do I have to do it? Is it what we call a mitzvah chiyuvis? Or is it a mitzvah kiyumis? If you do it, you get a mitzvah, but you don't have to do it. If I happen to see it, there's nothing pulling me halachically. Okay, we mentioned yesterday all the schoolers of children and parnasa and shalom bayis and mashiach. Wonderful. But that doesn't make it a mitzvah chiyuvis. Is it a chiyuvis or not? Or Rashar Lalech Darko, Delo Amra Torah Shalech to Shalach Rak Imratzali Kachabanim. Right, if you want it, you can do it, but not that you have to. So this is the Chavos Yair's question, and Lamaskana he ends up by saying that one is The Chavos Yar holds that one is obligated. Based on the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf, Lamed, Tes, Amid Beis. The Gemara has a Havamina. The Gemara says, you might think, amazing line, Shalet, Shalach, Asa'im, Vesabanim, Tikach, Lach, send away the mother, and take the children, Yachol, Yachzar, Beharim, Ugva, Os, Kadesh, Yim, Sakan. You might think that you have to go in the mountains and the valleys to find a can. You have to do everything. Tamalomar, Ki, Kare, Bima, Ora, Lefanecha, Kan, Mikomakom. Right? It has to do with your finding it. And the Gemara has this amazing Havamina that you'd have to go in the mountains and the valleys to search for a cane. So why is that? So says the Chavos Yar, it must be that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Why else would you have this Havamina? You have to go search for it. So come on, you don't have to go that far, but if it's there in front of you and you find it, then you have to relate to it. That's the raya of the Chavos Yar. If you look in other Achronim assume, not so. The Chassam Sofer and Arachayim and Simen Kuf takes the Zach Gemara and says just the opposite. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. But what's the Maskana? Kamash one, you don't have to. What do you mean? If it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, you have to go to the end of the world to search for it. So that's what Chassam Sofer says in Arachayim, in Simen Kuf, he thinks that it would be a mitzvah chiyuvis. That if you do it, meaning if you don't want the eggs, then you don't want the eggs. If you want the eggs, then you have a chiyuv to do it. But if you don't want anything, so then it's a mitzvah chiyuvis to do it and not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And then he says, maybe it's totally even on the reason. If the reason is like the Ramban and the Rambam talk about, that it's some type of Rachmanus, but even though it's not exactly Rachmanus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we relate to the Rachmanus, so then maybe if you don't want it, you don't have to do it. Mitzvah Kiyumis. Mitzvah Kiyumis. But if you say the reason is like the Rabbeinu Bachai quoted in the Zohar, so then maybe you have to have a Chiyuv to be Ma'ore Rachmei Shemayim for Klal Yisrael. Right? And then you would have to do it. So therefore, he says, Al Kapanim, Al Taim Moshe LaZohar, he says, you should have to do it. But then he says, what about doing it on Shabbos and Yontif? That's the context. You got to do Shiloh HaKan on Shabbos and Yontif? So the Chassam Sofer assumes no, because it has to do with Rachmanis and Bakasha, according to the Talmud of the Zohar. And therefore, one shouldn't do it, besides the issue of Hishtamshus B'Balei Chaim. At the end of the Shuv, he says, Al Kapanim, Ayosi Mizel Nidon Shalafanenu, HaPokeh B'Shabbos B'Kan Tzipar, Lo Miboy L'Taim Shal HaZohar. Not only, of course, according to the Zohar, Lo Yefrachenu, Shalo La'orer Yalala Eila, Elafilo Alpi Nigle, even according to the other reasons, Kivan, She'eno Mechuyev Lach Zerachar Mitzvah Zu, K'She'eno Rosem Abanim, if you don't want the Banim, you don't have to be Chozer after the Mitzvah, against the Chavos Yair, Imkein Laharamba, he says, we'll get to that next line. I want to get to that now. He says it would also be Aser. You don't do it on Shabbos. And that's the Chazon Ish, and that's many others assume that it is not a riot to the Chavos Yar, but maybe even a riot just the opposite. What about a bracha? Does one make a bracha on this mitzvah? So this is also a machlokes, whether a bracha is said. If you look at Rabbeinu Bachai, he also quotes that one wouldn't make a bracha because it's a mitzvah kiyumis, which is unusual. We make brachas on mitzvahs kiyumis as well. We make brachas on a shchita and on Atilas Yadayim and others, and on Frashas, Trumas, and Maestras. But there are those that say that you don't make a bracha because it is lamaisa. We generally don't make a bracha because there are so many sveikas, as we'll talk about the halacha lamaisa, questions that come up. But there are some that say you make a bracha. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan right here, it says, why not? Why wouldn't you make a bracha? He quotes this machlokas about chova or rishus from the gedolim of the Chacham Tzvi and the Chavos Yair and the Chassam Sofer. And then he says that v'nira pashut, shechayiv levarich b'shah shilucha. I think it's chayiv to make a bracha. Shekar shadav b'zod v'zivanu al shiluach hakan. Others say l'shalayach hasakan. V'chein matzasi b'sefer tmim deyam la'arayvid. He says, v'ra'isi b'ver heitev sheish machlokes, so you should make it without shem and malchus. He says, that's what the Pesachei Shuvah quotes. But I think, no, v'ein kedai l'shomon. D'im kein, what, every time you make a bracha, some people say you shouldn't make a bracha because maybe you're going to go inside and they're not going to be real chicks there. They're going to be underdeveloped. He says, then you shouldn't make a bracha on tefillin. Maybe there's a psul, right? Your mom in al chaskasa. If you see the eggs and they look like they're normal, regular eggs, so then you can assume that they are okay with the chazaka. So you should make a bracha. Then he even says, I think that, what about the bracha of Shechianu? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, you don't go that far. It's a mitzvah she'ein basimcha ve'eino mizman lezman. So I don't think that a Shechianu is appropriate, but I think a regular bracha, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is appropriate. If you look at the Pesachei Tshuva in Sivkat and Beis, he quotes others that say, make a Shechianu even. Right, he says, in Masik Dedafka Lokeh Emu Meshacha in a Mavarech Tavi Mitzvah Baba Veira. Avalam Shulcha Mitchilu, you do what you're supposed to do. Vade Mavarech Al Gufa Mitzvah Vagam Shechianu. Kivet she'eino matzui, eino davar matzui, v'tadir, havi kedavar shekavu al ozman. So, machlokas achronim, whether a bracha is appropriate. So, lamaisa, what do we do? So, let's talk about some of the halachos related to shiloh hakan. First of all, how do we do it? How do we do it? Many times what happens is as we get close to the nest, the mother flies away anyway. So if that's the case, then the mitzvah was blown. A lot of times they won't because the mother, you know, is very protective of the eggs or of the chicks. But if the mother is not there, there's no mitzvah. Right? So the post can talk about, what if I drive up and the car causes it? So is that the mitzvah? You definitely can't make a bracha on that. But that's what happens sometimes. But let's say you should try to drive somewhere far away and then go close. And then what do you do? So the Chassam Sofer assumes it's a machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether you actually have to touch the mother. The Rambam's lashon is ochza bichnafeha, and remove her and shoo her away. Or Rashi in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph seems to say that you don't have to actually, just shooing her, like banging or waving, right? Something like that would be good enough. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. According to the Rambam, you definitely can't do it on Shabbos because of Hishtamshus Bebehema. But that is the way the Chassam Sofer makes it out that it's a machlokes. So Rav HaPoskim seems to say just shooing it is good enough. It's no need to actually hold the wings like the Pashas of Rashi. What about the eggs? What about doing them? What if I don't want that? I don't want the eggs, but I want to do the mitzvah because of the skula, because I hold this mitzvah chiyuvis, like the chavos yar, whatever the reason is. So that is another machlokas. Does one have to take the eggs if they're not interested in the eggs? They're not interested in the eggs. Do I have to take them? I shoot away the mother. I did the mitzvah. Is vesabanim tikachloch? Is that extra or is that part of the mitzvah? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, again, back here. So you have to take the egg. It says, Yeshlus topic. Imzeh shekasva Torah v'sabanim tikach lecha. Imzeh ochova or reshus. V'yechem en agdolim pasach v'chacham zvi said it's a reshus. You can send away the mother without taking the eggs. That's what he says. V'ov mit raya, he brings another raya that it says, sholcha v'chazra, if it keeps coming back, you have to be mishalech it again. But if you didn't have to take the, if you're mechuyev to take the eggs, then the mitzvah's already done. You already took them, and the mother came back. So what? So it's mashma levadai she'ein chiyuv bazeh. Ach, there's no chiyuv. But the Aruch HaShulchan is not convinced. He knocks out some of the rayas, and he said it's not for us to decide. If I don't want it, I don't have to do it. If this is the mitzvah, this is the mitzvah. De'ein l'shol de'im kein lomalan klal hakra deves abanim tikach lecha. Why does it say it? The yishlomar detzarach ledrasha lechav alol lechavecha. If there's no obligation, why does the Torah patra Torah k'shein treifa? Right, if they're treif, why does the Torah patra? You don't have to take it ever. So he says, "Da'atu tami haTorah geluyim lanu gzeres haMelech." It's gzeres haMelech. Hakadosh Mikol Makom, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives us the mitzvah, and if the mitzvah does not include taking the eggs, period. Then it does include taking the eggs. So that is a machlokes. Poskim, whether you actually have to pick up the eggs or not, the minog is, and the Chassam Sofer and the Chazon Ish will say that you should pick up the eggs to do the mitzvah and put them right back in. You don't have to pick it up with one's hands. You can wear gloves when we do it, or you could use a stick if it's possible to do it that way. But that is some of the lamaisa elements of shiluach hakan. The Shulchan Aruch also continues. It only applies to kosher birds. Kan Sipor, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shiluach HaKan Eino Noeg Elo Ba'ov Tahor, only by a kosher bird. The Taz says, Kol Makom Shenemar Tzipor, Eino Elo Tahor. It says Sipor in the Torah, and that means kosher. V'afilu Im Ha'Ein Trefa. Even if the mother was a Trefa. V'afilu Ein Sham Elo Efroch Echad O Beitza Achaz Chayev L'Shloach. Even though it says Beitzim Efrochim, right, still doesn't matter, even one is good enough, but it has to be kosher. Also, the mother has to be mamish on top. The mother's in the next tree. It's not good enough. Shulchan Aruch says later on, it's if you're Aleph. Haysam ma'ofefes al hakan. If the mother is hovering over the nest. Im kanafeha no goes bekan. If her wings are close enough that they're touching the kan, chayev l'shalayach. So then there's a chiyev shiluach. V'im lav pater. And if not pater, avagav shenogos menatzad. If it's holding something from the side, but that's not good enough. Right, what does it mean, chayev, in that situation? If not, you can just take the eggs. That's the it has to be touching. The Taz says, midachsiv rovetzes, veloksiv yosheves. Right, it has to be at least touching, even though it doesn't have to be, actually on. A big shiloh is in sif base here. What does it mean, ki yikare? a person happened upon the eggs. What happened? What about if it's in somebody's backyard? That's a big shayla. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kan ha-mizuman etzlo. Kagon, yonim shedarkan ligadol and b'riyadim b'batim. What if somebody has a bird in their house? Let's start with the most extreme case. Then for sure there's no mitzvah of ki ikari kan tzipar. That's not ki ikari. That's not, it just you happened upon it. No, that is in the person's house. Va'avazim v'tarnagolim, chickens and geese, shekinu b'ayis potter. Only yoni shovach v'aliyah v'tzibarim shekinu b'tfichim. People, birds that came and took habitat and took haven in a outside space, that's where there is a chiyuv. Ubechal makam shim se'enu, and anywhere you find it is the mitzvah. Bein be'ilan, bein ba'aretz, on a tree, on the ground, o be'barosh yichanem aros, in a well, in a cave, o be'yam, or at sea, o be'rosho shel adam. Somehow, the top of a person. Person that's on top of a person's head is a mother with its baby chicks. O be'rosh shar ba'lechayim. Bein b'rushos harabim, bein b'rushos hayachid, chayev l'shalech. Whether it's Rishus Rabim or Rishus Hayachid, Chayiv L'Shalech. The Torah's language, Afilu Bir Shuso. Even Bir Shuso. What does that mean? So explains the Taz. Vatam, Kivan Te'iyu, L'Matzi Zachi, Mitzad Isser Chatzero, Mitzad Isser, Chatzir Nami Lo Zachi, V'Lavi Mizuman. Sounds like from the Taz, quoting the Torah, that if you didn't know, you didn't have in mind, you didn't have Kavana about this, so then it is okay. So this is a major machlokas. If you find it, many times it's found on a windowsill. So halachically, that's my chatzer. Halachically, it's in my rishus. So is that good enough to be considered ki yikare? Because if legally anything in my rishus is automatically mine, kinyan chatzer, then no good. Then most cases will be thrown out and wouldn't be able to be the mitzvah. So that is a major machlokas. So Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv and Rav Vosner all assume that the mitzvah cannot be done because there is an automatic kinyan chatzer and is no longer ownerless, while others, Rav Moshe and Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others in the Sfarim about the Shiluch HaKan Kel Chasser or Shalach Tashalach, there's a couple of Sfarim on Shiluch HaKan, it's not automatic. You can't be nikne bal karcha, and you don't, you'd rather this not to be nikne to you because you want to be able to do the mitzvah. So one will be able to. But again, because there are so many machlokos, you're not sure if it's a kosher bird or not. You're not sure if it's actually yours. You're not sure if the mother is actually rovetzes. Another suffix. It's only by the mother bird, not by the father bird. There are some birds that the father bird is the one. So that the mitzvah does not apply if it is the father. That's also in the Shulchan Aruch. And that's why you have to look at, so as some of the Sfarim point out, that most of the time the mother is on the nest during the evening, and sometimes during the day the mother goes out to get food and the father stays there. So you have to figure out exactly, is that the father, is that the mother, but you're not going to know a lot of times. The most you'll know is maybe even after it gets up and as it shoot away. But in any case, that is another suffix. That's why lamaisa, in most cases, one would not be making a bracha because there are many sveikos in this case. Again, there's a lot more also alpi hashkafa related to this mitzvah, and just to mention one or two other thoughts, and that is, if you look in the Kamosi Shalal Rav, he quotes that the Rashi that we spoke about yesterday, a mitzvah kala she'ein bo chisaron kiss, amar tola ma'idiv lach varach layamim. If this mitzvah that doesn't have chisar and kiss, levan yita v'chashruli for other mitzvahs. So some achronim may ask, there are many mitzvahs that don't cost anything. Like this mitzvah doesn't cost anything. Chisar, ein bahen chisar and kiss? Right, why doesn't that apply to other mitzvahs? So he quotes from one of the achronim. He quotes this from the Kotzker. The Rav Hutner in the name of the Kotzker. That it's hard to do a mitzvah in private. Because we always want to be noticed. So we always wanted to be noticed. So it's hard to do a mitzvah in private. And the opposite by Averis. By Averis, we want to do it in private. But to do it in public, we'll have to really be committed to the Avera to do it. So he says, based on that, it's hard to do a mitzvah in private. That's why whenever we do a mitzvah, we have to overcome our Yetzer and do it in private. So nobody has to see it, unless it's a case of Kiddush Hashem, you want to inspire. But if there's a mitzvah that can be done in private, we can do it in private. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Shiluach HaKan, by definition, is done in the middle of nowhere, where nobody is. Kikari katibar baderech. Right, baderech. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's not where people are. So it's ein bo chisaron kiss. There's no chisaron. It's not hard lechasos, to cover it up. It's easy. You don't have such a yisara because it's in the middle of nowhere. It's up in a tree. Nobody's there. It's behind your yard. It's kikare. So therefore, that's a little drush on ein bo Inbo Chisaron Kiss. Again, this is a mitzvah that has a skula, as we read yesterday, from the Gilyon Marsha. You know that there's a skula for banim, skula for arichas yomim, skula for many other elements, and therefore it's a mitzvah that it's a mitzvah chashuva and mitzvah chaviva that hardly ever comes up, but if one has the opportunity to do such a mitzvah, to shoo away the mother bird, and to do everything that to be machmer like all the opinions, to shoo away the mother bird, probably not with one's hands, because, like there's the Chumra, the Rambam, because we're not going to get to it, but with gloves, and pick up the eggs, or pick up the birds, whatever it is, to do this mitzvah at various times, going up, there are stories about Gdolim and Chachamim going up on ladders and trying to do it at nighttime, because you want to make sure that it's the mother and not the father, whatever it is, this is a mitzvah that, even if we don't ever get to do, we should try to, but if not, at least we were able to talk about it for these past two mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here.